Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
So that we get a good understanding of how does this outwork in our life? Because really, our walk with God is not about a lot of do's and don'ts. Amen. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Well, there are a lot of people that don't do this and don't do that and do that, and do this and do that and do this and do that. And still don't really have a walk with God and still don't experience this in their life. Okay, so our goal here in this series of lessons is to get an understanding, how does this outwork in my life? How is it that I can truly experience having this type of dominion, which is the first covenant that God established with all, it's for all humanity. Amen. It's for that mean neighbor across the street. It is. It's for all humanity. But many have not lived up to their part of it. And many in the church are stuck under a lot of times legalistic thinking and allow themselves to become condemned or, you know, feel anxious or less about some things like God is out to get you. Okay, so this is going to be our effort to bring this into your reality, to show you how his yoke is easy. Amen. And his burden is light. Amen. Amen? Okay, so let me start by saying Alexander, remember Alexander the Great? He conquered the world through violence, through force, through armies. Jesus conquered the world, never raised the sword. A bruised reed he wouldn't break. The smoking flax, you know, a candle that was, you know, flickering and, you know, it starts to smoke. He wouldn't put that out. Amen. We're talking about lives. He was gentle. You never heard him lift his voice in the street. Amen. If you could identify him, you had to ask somebody which one he was. Amen. But yet he conquered the world. Amen. Hear me. He conquered the world through this. Now understand, faith is everywhere and faith works by love. Amen. There's a tendency in our giftings or our abilities until God has done a deep work in us to stray sometimes and rely upon our own ability and not upon God. Notice something about Jesus. He said, I do nothing of myself. That's not just poetry and pretty sayings. He didn't. As a matter of fact, when Peter drew his sword, he said, put away your sword. Don't you know that I can pray unto my Father and he send me more than 12 legions of angels to rescue me? But how then would righteousness be fulfilled? So God's way of ruling. Now we're going back to the first covenant, and we want to get the first covenant established in our life. That of dominion. Dominion don't mean you bossing folk around. Amen. Threatening them, you know, don't you know I can get you fired? Well, yeah. But that we never hear Jesus say that. Amen. But yet he conquered everything. And it wasn't by force. But it was extending from the first covenant. God's way of ruling is a lot different than the common view of ruling today. Amen. You know, it's all about how strong you are, how much time you spend in the weight room, you know, how much money you got, you know, how much influence you have, all this stuff. So people go after this. They go after that. And because God has given gifts, there are a lot of inroads. People, can go far, even though they may not have character. They got the gift. Say amen, everybody, please. I know you're listening. We're gonna build something, and I want to get to a point tonight, just to really get you to diving into the Word of God, to see truly that the yoke of the Lord is easy, and His burden is light. No matter what our calling is, no matter where we are stationed in life right now, the Word of God encourages, inspires, and instructs us to be anxious for nothing. Amen. God has never given you a right to be anxious. As a matter of fact, whenever you're anxious, He always tells us peace. Why? He's sovereign. He's in control. Right? Okay, so God's way of ruling, if He's talking about having dominion, God's way of ruling is different than the common view of ruling. God's ruling, and if you're writing, write this down, God's rule, His rule is always a rule, number one, of protection. Amen. God's not going to hang you out to dry. God's not going to put you out there. He says you're like a sheep among wolves, but yet He protects you. You don't have to, you're not out there to protect yourself. You know, we walk in wisdom, we're to be wise as serpents, but God's covenanted to protect you. Amen. Tell somebody, stop being scared. The intellect a lot of times draws back from the unknown because there's the fear of pain. But the unknown, the intellect. But your spirit man thirsts for new horizons, new territories, new realms. So let me say this again. His rule is always, number one, a rule of protection, and number two, a rule of empowerment. Amen. God empowers us. We're not token. When He said, let them have dominion, He meant it. Amen. Not Himself, but you and I. Amen. Humus. Humans. Let's look at Matthew chapter 20 and verse 25. Now, God the Father, we know him as Abba. And that's what a father is. A father is a protector and an empower. He empowers. I'm talking about a true father. Protects and empowers. So let's look at Matthew chapter 20. Let me get it here. Matthew chapter 20 and verse number, let's start at verse. I'll tell you what, let's go this Bible study. Let's start at verse number 20. Okay, because I just slow down. And there are going to be times now where we're going to get into. I bought a few of the Bibles that I use. One is a King James. One is a Message Bible. One is a, what is this other one? Amplified. Yeah, Amplified. No, this black one is a Hebrew Greek. This one is the second one is the Message, and the other one is the Amplified. And all of them have something to say that will add to the premise or the subject that you're studying to give you a wider view. Okay? Now, there are some, maybe we'll get into it another time, but there's some Bibles out there I wouldn't read because they take too much away from. But there are those who have written and interpret it that add to, and you can fit it into the Hebrew or the Greek, and it's accurate. Okay, so I want to encourage that. You know, to when you research, you know, if you have other Bibles, do research. I have a Bible called the Word Bible. It has 21 translations. No, so you, if you're really digging into a subject, you can read all these different translations, and they're accurate, but all of them have pieces. It's like you suddenly get a big picture. Wow. Okay, so Matthew 20, verse 20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what will you? She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand, in your kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. And he said unto them, you shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Now, verse 24. And when the other ten, heard it, they were moved with indignation. They got mad against the two brethren. So we see something kind of fleshly going on there, right? We got two of them that kind of, you know, got out of their lane and said, Lord, can we talk to you? Stuff was starting to get real good. So they wanted to get kind of inside scoop. So they had their mother get involved. She come worship and say, I got a request. You'll answer. If we pray, you'll answer. You know, you'll give us whatever we desire. Let my son sit on your right hand and left. But it was a fleshly, carnal attempt at achieving a place of authority. And Jesus said, are you able to, they said, we are. He said, okay, well, you will to some degree, but it's not my place. My Father's going to determine who sits on the right and the left. Now, look, get the picture. What's going on with the disciples? Now, the other 10 got mad. They didn't laugh at him. They got mad. Y'all think y'all two? No, it's us two. No, it's me and him. No, it's me. Because this is the argument and the strife that they got into because they were viewing authority through the wrong lens. And see why many people haven't entered into the first covenant. They view dominion through the wrong lens. And they get into fights they can't win. Fights that don't belong to you. The fight you're supposed to fight is the fight of faith. Amen. Not folks, not the devil. The devel's defeated. I'm talking about going back to the first covenant. Okay, so we see this, right?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just